Employee burnout. What is employee burnout? Employee burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged and excessive work-related stress. It often arises when individuals feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet the constant demands of their job. Burnout in employees can impact focus, motivation, job satisfaction, and overall well-being, often leading to disengagement and, in severe cases, mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. It doesn't happen overnight. It builds gradually and often goes unnoticed until performance or health begins to decline. It manifests across emotional, physical, behavioral, and cognitive dimensions. Some emotional signs can be chronic fatigue or exhaustion, detachment from the job, loss of motivation, increased irritability, or mood swings, especially under pressure and feelings of failure. The physical symptoms that can be experienced are sleep disturbances, frequent headaches or muscle tension, lowered immunity, more frequent colds or illnesses, appetite changes like loss of appetite, or even gastrointestinal issues that are triggered by stress. Burnout will also bring changes in behavior. This can show up as a decreased performance, withdrawal from colleagues and the work team, reliance on coping behaviors, or neglecting personal responsibilities. It can also have cognitive effects, such as concentration difficulties, memory lapses, impaired decision-making, or just a general sense of brain fatigue. While the term burnout is widely used, it is recognized by the World Health Organization, WHO, as an occupational phenomenon, highlighting that its root cause is chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. How common is employee burnout? Employee burnout is increasingly prevalent across industries and job levels. Recent studies show that up to 77% of professionals have experienced burnout at some point in their careers. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, remote work pressures, blurred work-life boundaries, and heightened job insecurity have made burnout even more widespread. Burnout has serious implications for both teams and organizations. It contributes to higher turnover rates, increased absenteeism, reduced productivity, and long-term health concerns. Understanding what causes burnout is a crucial first step in building healthier, more resilient workplaces. Common causes of employee burnout. Burnout is not just stress. It is often the result of a combination of internal and external pressures. Below are some of the most common contributors: long working hours. Consistently working beyond standard hours without adequate rest and recovery can erode energy and morale. Over time, the body and mind reach a state of overload, making it harder for employees to perform effectively or feel engaged in their roles. Research shows that productivity drops significantly after 50 hours per week, so after a certain point, employees make more mistakes, work more slowly, and struggle to focus. Some signs that long hours are taking a toll could be increased irritability or mistakes, teams missing deadlines despite working longer hours, or employees skipping breaks, meals, or vacation days. High workload. A persistent overload of tasks, tight deadlines, and unrealistic expectations can overwhelm even the most capable employees. When the volume of work exceeds the available time and energy, chronic stress sets in, often leading to burnout. Employees can feel like the expectations are unrealistic, and they shift from thriving to simply surviving. This can manifest in multiple ways, such as working late or skipping breaks to catch up, avoiding complex tasks, or declining motivation or initiative. Difficult working relationships. Tension with colleagues, managers, or clients can create emotional strain and a sense of isolation. Lack of support, unresolved conflict, or toxic team dynamics can significantly impact mental well-being and increase the risk of burnout. Employees may feel anxious before meetings, avoid collaboration to reduce conflict, and even avoid asking for support when needed. Unrealistic manager or client expectations. When expectations are unclear or unattainably high, employees may feel constantly under pressure and never good enough. If excellence is confused with perfection, employees stop seeing good results as good enough, and over time, they can start setting unrealistic expectations for themselves. Feeling undervalued while being overworked is a fast track to burnout. Concerns around job security. Uncertainty about the future, fear of layoffs, or changes in company structure can create a climate of anxiety. This ongoing insecurity makes it difficult for employees to feel stable or motivated in their roles. Encouraging overwork, proving worth, and the fear of being seen as replaceable may feel strategic, but it leads to emotional exhaustion, reduced performance, and eventual collapse. External stressors. Even low-level, persistent life stressors, such as financial concerns, family responsibilities, or personal health issues, can quietly accumulate and become mentally exhausting. When these external pressures go unaddressed and the balance between work and personal life begins to tip, employees may find themselves overwhelmed, with diminished capacity to cope. Over time, this imbalance significantly increases the risk of burnout, especially if the workplace lacks flexibility or support systems. How to prevent employee burnout? Preventing employee burnout requires a proactive, people-centered approach. While it's important for employees to develop personal resilience, organizational culture and leadership play a central role in fostering a healthy work environment. One of the most effective prevention methods is regular communication. Managers who consistently check in with their teams through one-on-one conversations or employee assistance programs can identify stressors early and respond with timely support. Creating a feedback-rich environment helps employees feel seen and supported before issues escalate into burnout. Equally important are structural policies that promote balance and flexibility. Flexible work arrangements, such as remote options and adaptable hours, support employees in managing their personal responsibilities without sacrificing performance. Encouraging mental health days and cultivating a psychologically safe, appreciative workplace culture further reinforce that well-being is a priority. When combined with access to professional resources like employee assistance programs, EAPs, which offer confidential mental health support, these initiatives create a workplace ecosystem where burnout is not just addressed, but actively prevented. Read more about preventing employee burnout here. Conclusion. Understanding what employee burnout is, along with the complex factors that contribute to it, is essential for any organization aiming to cultivate a healthier and more resilient workforce. From high workloads and unrealistic expectations to external stressors and lack of support, burnout in employees originates from a variety of pressures that, if left unaddressed, can seriously impact performance, engagement, and retention. The good news is that burnout is not inevitable. With proactive measures such as flexible working policies, clear communication, supportive leadership, and access to mental health resources like employee assistance programs, EAPs, organizations can not only prevent burnout but also create a culture where employees feel valued and supported. FAQ: What are the 5 stages of burnout? Burnout typically progresses through 5 stages. 1. Honeymoon phase. Employees are often highly engaged, enthusiastic, and productive, especially when starting a new job, project, or role. There's a strong sense of purpose, energy, and commitment. 2. Onset of stress. As the demands of the job increase, stress begins to build. Employees may notice difficulty balancing work and personal life, as well as a decline in energy or concentration. 3. Chronic stress. When stress becomes long-term and unmanaged, it enters the chronic phase. Work-related frustrations may intensify, and employees often begin to withdraw socially or emotionally. Cynicism, procrastination, and a sense of being overwhelmed are common. 4. Burnout. This stage marks the culmination of long-term stress. Motivation, performance, and morale are significantly diminished. The individual may feel emotionally exhausted, helpless, and unable to cope. At this point, burnout is not just affecting the employee's work, it's impacting their overall quality of life. 5. Habitual burnout. If burnout continues without intervention, it becomes ingrained in a person's daily experience. This stage often includes chronic mental and physical health problems, such as anxiety, depression, or insomnia. Without support, habitual burnout can lead to long-term disengagement or even exit from the workforce. Understanding these phases can help managers and employees intervene early. What is the 42% rule for burnout? The 42% rule refers to findings that 42% of employees have experienced burnout during a given year, highlighting its widespread impact. It's a call to action for organizations to treat burnout as a serious and ongoing challenge. Is burnout a mental breakdown? Burnout is not classified as a mental breakdown, but it can lead to serious mental health issues if left unaddressed, such as depression, anxiety, or even physical health conditions. It is considered a chronic state of work-related stress, and early intervention is key.